Shook it up.
I hear in my mind all these voices. Thanks for tuning in to Women on Air. I'm Susan Lockman, your host here on WEHC, College and Community Radio, WETS FM HD1, and WETS HD2. It's Women on Air. We're talking to Elise Witt today, who's got a lot to say about singing and community singing, one of my favorite topics. So thanks for joining me for Women on Air.
You want that no one will care when you die. The world keeps rolling by. Believe what you will as you lie there perfectly still when you die. The world keeps rolling by. Oh Lord, it's a quest to find the place that will show you the sign. Because it's only time before you step into the light, my friend, step into the light, walk on through, step into the light, yeah, I said step into the light. Where we're going to, we ascend. It's a never-ending journey. Step into the light, my friend. Oh. You see what you want, but you're seeing through eyes that are blind. What you think you're gonna find? You see what you will as you're climbing up that hill. Until you die, and the world keeps rolling by. Oh Lord, it's the quest to find the place that will show you the sign. Because it's only time before you step into the light, my friend. Step into the light. Cause where we're going to, we ascend. It's a never ending journey. Step into the light, my friend. My friend. Oh Lord, it's a quest to find the place that'll show you the sun. Because it's only time before you step into the light, my friend. Yeah, step into the light. Walk on through, walk on through. Step into the light. Yeah. 'Cause where you going to? In and journey, step into the light, to the light, to the light, my friend. Step into the light, walk on through, walk on in the light. Nothing but joy in the light, nothing but peace, y'all, in the light. In the light.
the light. I'm gonna chat with the sun in the light. I'm gonna tell him about this world that I just come from.
Well, we might just call that a little bit of a gospel beginning there. Ruthie Foster just brought us a song called Joy. That song comes from a release titled Hymns from Ruthie Foster. We also heard Mavis Staples' Step Into the Light. That was just a little solstice moment there. The song Step Into the Light from Mavis Staples on her release, Have a Little Faith. Well, since things have a movement theme, we'll just let Katie Curtis keep it going with a song called Run. So glad you tuned in. Thanks for joining me for Women on Air.
Like being quiet with the one you love. So let's go run and laugh through a summer storm. Fumble up the stairs to find all the windows open, and I'm feeling happy everywhere inside my body. I wanna be where you take me. I adjust because you are love, and love is home. Yes, you are love, and love is home. From across a gossip-filled room, you look at me and just know. By the way I'm gripping on to the chair, by the way I sent the signal, get me out of here. There's nothing like being seen by the one you love. No, there's nothing like being seen by the one you love. So let's go run and laugh through a summer storm. Fumble up the stairs to find all the windows open, and I'm feeling happy everywhere inside my body. I wanna be where you take me. I adjust because you are love, and love is home. Love is home. So give me slow days filled with ease, gentle breeze, no humidity kind of heat. Resting on your every beat as we walk in time. And I got my back up against nothing. I've got my future looking bright. Oh, it feels like falling in love with you. It's like going into the light with my demons on vacation. You know, my thoughts are free to roam. I can kiss you without committing treason. I have earned this, baby, because I did my time alone. Yes, I did. Running, laughing through a summer storm. Fumble up the stairs to find all the windows open, and I'm feeling happy everywhere inside my body. I wanna be where you take me. I adjust. Let's go running, laughing through a summer storm. Fumble up the stairs to find all the windows open, and I'm feeling happy everywhere inside my body. I wanna be where you take me. I adjust because we are love, yeah, and we are home. Yes, we are love, we are home.
The song, of course, is titled Home, Home by Melissa Ferrick, off of her release, The Truth Is. And it was Katie Curtis, Boston singer-songwriter, with a song called Run, from the release called My Shirt Looks Good on You. That's Katie Curtis. So I've been talking about Elise Witt. We have an interview with Elise Witt. We're going to go to something from her release, We're All Born Singing. Atlanta artist, and she does workshops around the area. So we're just going to go into that interview set. We're signing in with something called Peace with Harmony. You're tuned into Women on Air. I'm Susan Lockman, your host. Elise Witt joining us in interview right after this.
You're invited to our home, where there's peace with harmony. You're invited to our home, where there's peace with harmony. Everyone's invited come to our home where there's peace with lots of harmony.
From the smoke screens, take broken dreams and patch them up with dreams deferred. Dr. King, may he rest in peace. He wasn't the only one whose dream I have heard. Spreading steadily through our consciousness like the wings of a great and endangered bird. In case you haven't heard, we are living into these dreams of rebirth and renewal. A world not maligned by greed, where our children trust again and we are enough again. And love, abundance, balance are all we know to believe.
Bring your enemies and your fears where there's peace with harmony. There's room for your enemies and your fears. Bless your enemies, bless your fears where there's peace with harmony.
The song is titled Peace with Harmony. The artist is Elise with So glad to have her here to talk to us today on Women on Air. So, Elise, thanks for joining us.
I'm so happy to join you. Thank you.
You know, of course, you and I go way back, but you were with the small family orchestra there, but it sounded like you may have enlarged your family orchestra and added a chorus on that.
Definitely, yeah. You know, the song is really about all the community singing that I've been doing and leading and over the years, and expanding on that so much, getting people excited about not just vibrating their own bodies, but vibrating the air around us and creating community by singing together.
So as you go around the country leading community sings, tell me some of what you're seeing, hearing.
Well, I'm seeing actually a lot of places where community singing is springing up. I mean, I think people have always sung together, but I also think that in the last years, that's gone down some just because of media and people, you know, becoming used to just buying and listening to rather than participating in. But I think in recent times, there's really a huge resurgence of community singing in so many different ways. I know that Sing Out magazine has published a map with where places are happening, where community singing is happening, which I think is really awesome. So for someone like me who travels a lot, it's fun to just check out the map and see, like, you know, who can I sing with? And, of course, I lead my workshop, an impromptu glorious chorus, which you have participated in a couple times now.
Oh, yes.
As I travel around. And, you know, Susan, so many people are told that they can't sing or they're unmusical or they're tone deaf or any of those kind of things. And it's so crazy that it sticks with folks. And somehow, you know, they tell themselves that. But I think deep down, people realize that it's not true. And I see people coming to my classes and workshops knowing deep down that they think, I can't do this, but yet they have the courage to come. And once they're there, it's amazing what happens. You know, when it's not about each individual voice. It's how we bring our voices together and create that one sound that has the harmony, and like the song says, peace with harmony, really creating peace, but also creating community and also singing for justice and singing for all the things that matter to us. It's very powerful. And, you know, we become part of this this sound and this energy that is larger than each of us as individuals.
It is a phenomena of its own. As you say, when you have voices combined, there is a significant energetic shift. And then this whole joy thing comes out of it.
Oh, yeah, so much, so much. One of the things that has been so wonderful in making this new CD, you've played Peace with Harmony, and that's one of the lead pieces on the CD. But, you know, it's called We're All Born Singing. And it was really different for me to make this CD because it involves so much collaboration. So a lot of singers, as you heard on there, but also a lot of instrumentalists and really interesting stuff. Have you ever heard a glass harp?
Why, no.
Glass harps go way back in time. I think that Mozart used them, and they were a bunch of glasses fit inside of each other that spin around, and you play with your hands. But it's basically that concept of where your fingertips are wet, and they rub around, you know, the edge of a wine glass.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's this guy who actually is my neighbor now, which I'm super excited about. But he constructed a glass harp in a big traveling case with 50 glasses. The largest one is a cognac snifter, and the tiny ones are little shot glasses. And they're set up like a keyboard, so he can play. He plays, you know, Bach, and he plays the Beatles, and he plays improvised music. And I had him play on a couple of the songs on my album, and it's this magical sound. You just want to listen to it forever. It sounds like floating. It's just floating in the air. It's somewhere between bells. I guess kind of like singing bowls.
Multilingualist and multi-instrumentalist Elise Witt featured today on Women on Air, this song with the glass harp.
Les abeilles font du miel, bees make honey, elles n'ont pas besoin d'argent, they don't need money.
destroying its beauty, without destroying its perfume. So wander in this life, wander in this life. Les oiseaux font des chansons. Birds make songs. Ils n'ont pas besoin d'avoir raison ou tort. They don't need right or wrong. As the bird takes the essence of the air and sings, without destroying its beauty, without destroying its perfume. So wander in this life, wander in this life. Les poissons respire de l'eau. Fish breathe water. Ils n'ont pas besoin de sergent. They don't need sergeants. As a fish takes the essence of the water and swims without destroying its beauty, without destroying the tides. So wander in this life, wander in this life. Les araignées font du fil. Spiders make thread. Elles n'ont pas besoin de peur. They don't need the edge of the ledge. As the spider takes the essence of itself and spins, without destroying its beauty, without destroying itself. So wander in this life, wander in this life.
And you just heard a song called Bees Make Honey featuring the glass harp. The artist is and vocalist is Elise Witt. We're going to hear more from Elise in just a little bit. She has a magnificent project working with something called the Global Music Village. And that'll come right after this from Beth Snapp. You know, you're tuned in to Women on Air. I'm Susan Lockman, your host on WETS FM HD1, WETS HD2, and WEHC.
Accomplishments were made. I watched the worries fade. Life could begin, and I settled in, and I was a grown woman. Time.
hurtful. I need to be anything other than what I can try. A simple change of heart, the end before the start of a perfectly in harmony ordinary life. Oh. Same old slow, so I jumped around and I jumped again, despite that I might fall. But I'm not scared of the what ifs. The what if nots leave me terrified that I will grow to find I never grew at all. Oh, 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 oh. Now this is what I always wanted, but I don't want it anymore. Want it anymore. This is what I always wanted, but I don't want it anymore. Want it anymore.
Beth Snap, the song is called What I Always Wanted. This is what I always wanted, but I don't want it anymore. Beth Snap on her release called That Girl in the Magazine. Going back to our interview with Elise Witt, whose new release is titled We're All Born Singing. This set, she speaks to us about the Global Village Project, her work with young girls from all around the country in a special school based in Decatur, Georgia. Thanks again for tuning in to Women on Air. Elise, I know you've traveled all around the world and you have something called the Global Village Project. Tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting because for many years, as you know, I've been doing a lot of work in schools, doing my musical trip around the world and music as language, because my specialty is really getting people excited about language and culture through singing. And now, in the last several years, I've focused all of that energy in working at the Global Village Project, which is a school in Decatur, Georgia. It's a special purpose middle school for teenage refugee girls. The girls are from Afghanistan, Burma, Ethiopia, Congo, Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, Iraq, Central African Republic, and of course now Syria. And they all come to us with interrupted education. Their ages are from 11 to 19, and we have them in three classes depending on their language ability, their English language ability, not by age. And so I am the music teacher there, and I'm using singing to help them learn English and, of course, working with all the other teachers, math, science, social studies, English. We're writing songs about all those subjects. And it's so powerful how to see the Form 1 girls introducing songs, you know, speaking with assurance and determination, and then also singing these songs in English. And we do songs with harmony. We do rounds. We do stuff that's pretty complicated. But singing is such an incredible way to help us learn language. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, to bring us together as community.
So singing does all of that too. It gives you your feet.
Yeah, and all the rest of you. I mean, you know, I was born in Switzerland, as you know, and I speak a lot of languages. There's two different things about language that are incredible to me. One is that each language has its own music, and I don't mean the songs that are associated, but the way that the language sounds. So quand je parle français, je parle avec les mains, tout le corps, quando parlo italiano, che so che tu anche parli italiano, you know, wenn ich Deutsch spreche, das ist meine erste Sprache, ist alles sehr sanft. Das erinnert mich an meine Kindheit. So every language, and if you could see me, you would see my hands gesturing in different ways. And it's like every language has its own music. And then every language also has its own expressions that you can't translate, you know. When I was a little kid, English was the second language I learned. I was sent to a nursery school, and all these little children were running around making these weird sounds that I'd never heard before. I didn't speak at all in school for 6 months. And then after 6 months, I had done my listening, and I just started talking, and there I was, and I spoke English. But what happened for me is that I realized that uniqueness of different languages, and it made me want to learn all the languages in the world. Of course, I'm nowhere near that because as I'm learning from my students, just in the country of Burma, there's over 100 languages. And on the continent of Africa, there's over 2,000. So, you know, I have a ways to go, but my students are such great teachers.
Elise Witt today on Women on Air. The song is called Earbone.
I fell in love with languages by singing.
The first bone in the body, the first human bone, the first bone to develop is the ear bone. Babies have all the sounds of the universe. We are born vibrating every sound on earth. Sound goes on forever.
J'adore chanter en français.
J'adore chanter en français.
Et malala, mala, mala. Et malala, mala, mala.
To learn the language, you will speak. You eliminate the sounds. You won't need. What about those sounds? No longer in play. Are they stored somewhere deep or just thrown away? Sound goes on forever.
The feeling in my mouth and the muscles of my face. Forse perché mio papà suonava violoncello. The vibrations in my body with a different sound. Mi diceva sempre, Elise, non dare tutto all'inizio. I decided I wanted to learn all the languages in the world.
I like to think of my song's journey. Flying to places I may never see. Finding your window, slipping on through. Tickling your earlobes, curling up in bed with you.
Y puede entenderse perfectamente.
If I forget to think,
remember it all. Maybe old songs are at my beck and call. Once you make a sound, you can never take it back. It's floating in the universe among the zodiac.
Elise Witt, multi-linguist, multi-instrumentalist, and such a fabulous vocalist. She conducts the impromptu Glorious Choir workshops all around the country. Closest to us so far has been Asheville, North Carolina. I'll be sure to keep you posted on that, and I hope to instigate some of that myself. So thanks again for tuning in to Women on Air. I'm Susan Lochran, your host, and we're going to go next to an artist with a song with an international interest. It's called Transcontinental, 1:30 a.m. This is Vienna Tang on Women on Air.
Wait, don't let this time go slack. To the cold, I'm waiting. Don't give up on this yet. I know that there's more you haven't told. Wait, 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 my love. Just one more thought.
confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. I need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over and over again.
Is right. Did I just play a love song on Women on Air? Yeah, Liz Wright. The song is called I'm Confessing. It's from her release, Dreaming Wide Awake. We also heard from a keyboard-driven artist that was Vienna Tang. Her song Transcontinental 1:30 a.m. comes from a release, Dreaming Through the Noise. Glad to bring you the voice of Elise Witt, her stories and languages. It's so fascinating to hear that sound. She speaks of music as a language and the language of music. Okay, so it's going to be a big finish now, so I just want to let you know that. We're going to go to Buffy St. Marie. I'm going to say thanks again for joining me on Women on Air. More news always can be found on the Facebook page. That's Women on Air Facebook page. So here's Buffy St. Marie. I'll go do my studio notes. Hope you'll check in there. Thanks for tuning in to Women on Air. The song is called It's My Way from the release Power in the Blood. This is Women on Air signing off.
I'm cutting my own way through my own day. And all I dare say is it's my own. I got my own seeds, I got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. Now I can tell you things I've done, and I can sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give, I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, I got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I get my own stakes in my own game. I get my own name. and it's my way. I got my own wrong, I got my own right, I got my own fight, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can go. I got my you'll grow, you got a way to go, and it's all on your own. I got my own world, I got my own life, I got my own strife, and it's my way. I got my own kith, I got my own kin, I got my own sin, and it's my way. I got my come.